was asking about, do you have a den? Do you have a den? He said, no, I don't need a den. So my daddy just growls all over the house, you know. He was thinking about lion's den. But he had a den. You know, family room has a different connotation. That's, you know, where the pool table is, you know, and this kind of thing. But it's a den.
What about a room or a bathroom that just has a sink and a toilet?
That's a half bath.
Mm-hmm. What about things, well, the equipment that you would use to heat and cool your house? What would you call that?
That's a central system, you know, depending on what it is, air conditioner. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, you know, central. You know, people just say, has it got central? You know, air and heat, you know.
Right.
Of course, when I was little, central meant, you know, a fireplace in the middle of the house. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's just central heat, air conditioner,
now,
heat pump,
yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
How would the cool air or the heat be circulated?
Yeah, by way of ducts.
Mm-hmm.
With a T, not quack quack. You can see a bunch of little ducks out there flapping around. Yeah, right.
Okay. Mm. Have you ever heard, talking about different styles of houses, a house maybe with two big rooms that are completely separated from each other? Probably an old-fashioned house you might have seen out in the country, but something like that, just completely separated by
a hallway.
Yeah,
yeah. I know the kind of house you're talking about. I don't know if it has any particular names, you know. But you know, like there'd be, you know, a kitchen and a bedroom over here, and a bedroom and a living room over there, and a hallway in the middle. You know, but like I said yesterday, with a cistern, you know, a well in the middle of the floor, something like that. You know.
Have you ever heard of a dog trot house?
No, never heard it used that way.
Have you ever heard of a hall and parlor house or a flying L?
Nah.
Like a long L?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
right,
it turns off, yeah.
Are there any other distinctive styles for houses that you can come to mind?
Well, you know, like I said, there used to be, you know, and I despise when people say, you know, Joe's got his home for sale. Mm-hmm. I think, my God, you know, his wife and his kids.
Yeah.
You know, because to me, a home is an atmosphere. A house is what you live in.
Mm-hmm.
But a house, you know, used to, there was shotgun, you know, and there was, you know, farmhouse and, you know, tenant house. Tenant house was a little bit less of breed, you know, it was a low breed, you know. They had absolutely no paint, you know, no screens, no porch, you know, and dogs running in and out. You know, that was a tenant house,
right.
Shotgun house and, you know, farmhouse and outhouse.
Right.
Chicken house and smokehouse was another one, you know, but that's where the chickens lived and where you smoked the meat. But no particular, whenever you say house, you know, of course, if somebody's got a nice house, you say a big house. I don't believe I see any particular distinction here that you would be looking for.
Have you ever referred to an apartment house or an apartment building as a tenement?
No.
Does that mean anything at all?
Not really, because tenant house is someone who lives on your place and helps you work the farm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But a duplex, you know, would be, you know what a duplex is, that's just a duplex. But no, it's a department house.
Does flat mean anything to you?
Flat to me kind of refers to like what we were talking earlier, where a guy can go and crash, you know, and get a cheap place that you and the lady that works at the other office can meet at noon, you know. No flats around here.
Does row house mean anything?
Nah.
What about a man who works in an apartment building who does minor repair work, who may be electrical?
He's a maintenance man. Cleanup woman, you know, maid,
yeah.
Whatever.
And the man who collects the rent?
Landlord, landlady, whatever the case might be.
Okay. What about a few things that you have to take care of your garden yard with?
I mean, like a hoe,
sure.
Rake, shovel. We're not too much on spade, you know. A spade is a spade, you know. Spade's a black man.
Right.
And you call a spade a spade. I sound like that dadgum little show that comes on a Sunday morning, you know. You ever seen it, you know, where the guy takes a word, you know, and he'll say, you know, like Rojo. Rojo is the name of a famous rooster, you know, but you can't hoe a row, but you can't hoe a row. I mean, you can't row a hoe, you know. Anyway, you know, rakes, hoes, water hose, and then you...